Neon Inkwell.
That's incredible.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents Inexplicables.
Beds, and then we can get started on the lockers.
Oh, it's fine for you. You've got the whole super strength thing.
You what?
You know.
You don't realise I'm not the Hulk, right?
Yeah, whatever. Look at me. You see this? That's good proper sweat. There's no way you can be doing all this and look so chill. I'm calling bullshit. You've got to have an edge.
Yeah, it's called basic exercise. Look it up.
Oh, Meredith. If you got a second, I need a favour. Could you take a look at this door? I really can't tell if it's on straight with these bloody hinges.
Looks good to me.
Maybe it's my eyes that are wonky. I've had these glasses for years. Meredith, thoughts? Yeah, you're probably right. I'm overthinking it. Well, DIY SOS, eat your heart out.
It is coming together, isn't it?
It'd be a lot quicker if all the big, strong blokes we know would get off their asses and help. Where's Ivan when you need him?
Frank said yesterday he'd be along at some point. He's probably just held up.
What about Harold?
Harold? He'd rather stick his head in a bucket of piss.
He can't be that bad. I think he's sort of sweet.
Trust me, when it comes to DIY, he's about as much use as tits on a fish.
Still? He seems to mean well.
Yeah, he seems a lot of things. Then you try to lean on him for something real, and he bails.
Maybe he just needs, you know, someone to believe in him.
Susie, no, no. You'd be better off believing in, I don't know, a pot plant or something.
I wouldn't worry. It's not like I can ask him out or anything. He's terrified of me.
Good.
Oh, he'll come round, my love. And in the meantime, there's plenty more fish in the sea.
You say that, but I'm not exactly drowning in offers at the moment.
Oh, you need to get online, love. It's much easier. No faffing around with all that, oh, no, are they into me rubbish. Just a couple of swipes, bish, bash, bosh, and everyone is on the same page. Simple.
I don't know.
Bit of a dark horse, aren't you, Shahela? I didn't have you pegged as a techie sex vixen.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I might have been giving it a bit of a go, yeah.
And?
I'll admit, it's been a bit hit and miss, but...
But?
I've been chatting to this one woman recently, and well, I'm actually meeting her tonight.
Ooh, what will the pastor say?
Oh, stop.
What's her name? You got a picture?
Yeah, one sec. Her name's Barbara. I've got a profiler in here somewhere.
Speak of the devil?
Hardly. It's only Frank.
Filthy mare.
Bugger off. Hey, Frank.
And just where the hell are you, young man? We're swearing our tits off here while you're probably kicking back with a tray of cocktails.
Meredith, can you put Shahela back on?
You're on speaker, love.
Oh, right.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Susie. listen... I'm really sorry, but I've come down with a bit of a bug or something. I don't think I'm going to be able to come in.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to try and work from home today. Hope it clears up by tomorrow.
Oh, all right, love.
Whatever. We don't need you anyway. We're fine. We're better than fine. We're smashing it.
Great. Listen, Shuhella, sorry to lay this on you last minute, but I was due for house calls today, so...
House calls? Like what we do with Hannah? I can do house calls.
No, Meredith.
Hey, no, it'll be fine. We're basically done here anyway. And now I officially work here, all the insurance and shit is sorted, right?
Well, yes, but house calls can be a lot, and you're still new to everything.
Then I better get started, shouldn't I? If I'm going to be co-CEO, I should know all about this stuff, right?
She's not wrong.
Fine, but you call me if anything happens.
Done. Bye, Frankie, baby. Oh, no. Looks like I have to go sit on people's sofas sipping tea while you two have all this fun to get on with.
Piss off.
Damn it. Great. Now she's loose in Gravesby. This had better be important.
Oh, it is.
Get your drink.
Water. Thank you.
All right. So, what's William done now?
Oh, no, it's nothing to do with Mr. Allen.
That's a first. Listen, Lily, look, I've got a lot on, so if you're not going to tell me what's up, then...
There's something wrong with ICS.
What?
After the stuff with St. Mark's, Mr. Allen had me doing some digging. Financial records, old clients, all of it.
And?
And... Once you get past the rumours of weird noises and hauntings, there's... irregularities.
What does that mean?
Okay. Torby Sixsmith. Becky Forbes. Hafiza Bamba. What do these people all have in common?
They're all ICS cases.
They all disappeared.
No, they were rehoused.
Really? Where? Because none of them are in Gravesby anymore.
Well, they'll all move on eventually.
And don't tell anyone where they're going.
What are you
They don't leave any forwarding addresses. There's no new rental records, no social media updates, nothing in Gravesby or anywhere else. ICS contacts them, and then they just vanish off the face of the earth.
A lot of them have difficult conditions, which makes it hard for them to stay on the grid long term, right? They've got a tendency to go dark and then pop up somewhere else after a while. It's unfortunate, yes, but it happens.
Right. What about Hannah Gullick?
What?
She lives alone at flat 26.
Yeah, I know who Hannah is, Lily. Get to the point.
She's missing. Neighbours reported it the day before yesterday.
No, that can't be right. We'd have been informed.
According to the police files, you were.
Are you accusing us of, what, kidnap? Murder?
No, I don't know. Frank, I think someone is deliberately targeting inexplicables and...
Say it.
And... Together with these rumours... I'm worried it's someone inside ICS.
This is low. Even for William.
Sorry?
ICS finally gets hold of St. Mark's, so what? He tries a bit of the old divide and conquer with bonus scaremongering to boot? What? Just so he can get his cut from a sell-off?
What? Frank, no... That's not what I'm trying to
get
say.
Get out, go on.
No, wait, I'm trying to help, Frank.
Aha, yeah, sure you are. Come on.
Hey, look, Frank.
No.
I know you think I'm less than scum, but I'm genuinely just trying to help.
Look, if you want to help, then quit, right? Quit working against your own for a snake who's selling everyone's welfare for flash cars and golf trips.
Frank!
Don't come here again. Damn it.
And this room here, adjacent to the day room.
Laundry. It's on the plans we looked at yesterday, Harold. Along with the kitchens and the bedrooms and the vegetable plot and the cool-down room. It's all in the plans.
Yes, yes, you say that, but there's a hell of a lot of still work listed in the materials and I still can't find where it's going. It's like you're adding a whole extra basement.
Japanese knotweed.
What?
It's a non-native plant that's been damaging the foundations for years. The architect advised installing countermeasures to keep it at bay.
15 steel beams and reinforced concrete.
Knotweed. It's relentless.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying there's a lot of extra costs here, Cressida. And even with a grant from the council and your anonymous donors, it's going to be a stretch.
We'll manage.
Just as long as we make sure there's enough left over to pay everyone for their contributions.
Quite.
Speaking of which, I was wondering if you had given any consideration to my consultation fees. I know cash in hand is often preferable in these situations, but obviously my fees are fairly considerable, so perhaps some kind of monthly transfer might be more appropriate.
I don't think we need to worry about such things quite yet. Do you? Certainly not until the renovations are completed.
Oh, I don't know. In my experience, consultants always work best with upfront payments. Keeps them focused.
Well, far be it from me to claim to have more experience than you do when it comes to payments.
How very gracious of you.
In fact, I was wondering if you might answer a quick question I had.
Oh, of course. You are paying me for my time, after all.
Yes, we are, aren't we? Well, as I said, I'm aware that you have far more experience with financial regulators than I do. I was just wondering how such an organisation, let's say the FCA, as a random example, would react to clear, recorded evidence of a person who is already under investigation attempting to negotiate inappropriate terms with a private enterprise, such as, hypothetically, a social care organisation.
Well, I suppose in that unlikely instance they might take an interest. But, of course, any sort of investigation brings up complications to everyone involved. Even when the involved parties are completely innocent. And in my experience, no one really benefits from that kind of scrutiny. It's very much all for one and one for all, if you take my meaning.
I believe I do. Yes.
But of course, what do I know? I'm only a consultant.
Of course.
Anything else? I'd be more than happy to answer further questions as part of my billable hours.
Oh, no. I think that should suffice for now.
Fantastic. In that case, can we return to the plans? I'm still seeing lots of fine details we can examine together.
Yes. Let's. I must say, you do seem to have sharper eyes than your mother when it comes to these fine details.
Well, you see, my mum always had a major flaw. Caused her problems for years.
Did she really?
Oh, yes. She always thought the best of people. Thankfully, I can see what's really going on.
How fortunate. Well, in that case, no doubt you can also see how we can all benefit when we work together, while affording each other the opportunity to pursue matters independently from time to time.
Of course. From time to time.
I see.
Quiet. So, where did we get to?
Do you need to take that?
I probably should.
Take all the time you need.
House calls, gonna call some houses, yeah. Not gonna carry no beds, no. No heavy lifting for me, no. Cause we are doing the best house calls, house calls.
You're right, Beyonce.
Don't bother.
Been calling you. A few texts too.
Been busy.
Clearly.
Look, Gobbo, say what you want or piss off because I got shit I need to do and places I need to be.
Like Paris.
What?
Paris. Boom! Two tickets, leaving tonight. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
What?
It means...
I know what it means.
So what do you say? Paris. Wine. Smelly cheese. It's all paid for...
Va te faire foutre.
Sorry, I don't... What does that mean?
It means no.
What? Seriously, you'd rather hang out here taking care of losers... It's Paris. The Paris.
Listen, Godbolt,
You might think you're being cute or funny or interesting or whatever, but you're not. You just sound desperate.
Don't play hard to get.
I'm serious. I'm not going to Paris with you. There's a reason you've never seen so much as one of my nipples, and it's because I barely fucking know you. You're just some prick who doesn't know when to quit. So I'm telling you, loud and clear again, leave me the fuck alone.
Fuck me.
No thanks.
What is your problem? I bring you flowers. I buy you tickets to Paris, and you treat me like...
You've got your case files, love. You want to brush up on their histories before... Oh. Sorry, have I interrupted?
Yes.
No, you've interrupted absolutely fuck all, Shehella. Godbolt was just leaving and never coming back.
Fine. Forget it. Forget you. Forget trying. Forget the whole fucking thing. I'm done. I'm done with you, and I'm done with all of this.
Ow! Oh, fuck.
Oh, you're right.
Of course I'm not all right. I just broke my fucking toe. Oh.
Well, for what it's worth, I think you're probably doing the right thing.
I didn't do it because it's right. Oh, I did it because he's being a fucking creep.
Ah. Well, here are the files.
Yeah, thanks. I'll just...
Take care of yourself, love. Yeah? And call me if you need anything.
Yeah, sure. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. Oh, come on. Fuck. Be fine.
Oh, dear.
John, I can only apologise. I genuinely was going to call
you... No. Enough playing silly buggers. You've lied about everything from day one, and you just ignored a compulsory investigation meeting.
I can explain. I was just...
Oh, shove it. We are done. Do you understand? I've spoken to your CFO, and he's spoken to Gilmore. Your contract is terminated with immediate effect.
What? No. We just need to reschedule. I can be there first thing tomorrow morning, and...
You're way past rescheduling, Harold. We're looking at criminal charges now. Jail time.
No. I can get the money. All of it. I just need time to make some transfers. Please, John.
Did you not hear me, Harold? Criminal charges. Even if you handed over every single penny, it wouldn't matter. We've already spoken to the Met. I'm sure they'll be contacting you later today to arrange...
But I haven't done anything wrong.
Either you turn yourself in voluntarily... Or they will take you in. Do you understand? Handcuffs, blues and twos, the whole lot. Your time's up, matey boy. You can't wriggle your way out of this one.
John.
No, thank you, Ivan. I really must get back to it all. We'll be here all day at this rate.
Right. How are we doing in here? Oh. Harold? Everything all right?
Huh?
Are you all right, my dear? You look terrible.
No, I'm not. Yes. I'm just, excited. Yes, I'm very excited. And...
Well, all right. So, what do we think of signing off on the suppliers so we can move on?
Oh, yes, it's all good. It's all, yeah, excellent. Perfect.
Oh. Good.
Absolutely. So, since everything's done, I thought I would just go for a walk for business, and you just carry on with my blessing, and I'm going to, yes. Hello, Ivan. Oh, God.
A prior engagement, it would seem. Not a problem. Now I can finally catch up on other urgent business. Right. Time to start planning the move.
What are you doing here?
Same as you. I'm checking up on her.
Look, if you're following me,
I got here first, Frank.
Yeah. Well...
I told you. I want to get to the bottom of this. If you choose not to believe me, then that's your lookout. But I'm not going to stop.
Me neither.
Good.
So any luck?
I've been knocking on and off for the last 10 minutes. No answer.
She doesn't answer the door to strangers. It's too dangerous.
I'm not a threat.
Dangerous for you.
Oh, I see.
Hannah, it's Frank. I'm coming in. You can wait outside.
Just open the door.
Yeah. Oh. Hannah, you in? Hannah!
Do you smell that?
What?
Something's rotten.
Oh.
That fridge has been open for days.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, still think I'm setting you up?
Oh, all right. You've got my attention. Tell me everything from the beginning.
Okay. William asked me to dig up the dirt on you guys after the St. Mark's thing. So I started trying to trace former clients, hoping to find something. Unprofessionalism, abuse of power, fraud.
Oh, so you were trying to set us up.
But that's when I started to notice the disappearances. Here, look.
These are the post-case assessment forms from the ICS archives. Where the hell did you get this?
Cressida.
What, she sent you these?
Not exactly. She's been using me to get information on the council for years. Especially William. I bend an ear or get her a meeting arranged, and in return, she...
Christ, Lily, are you serious? That's pretty damn shady.
Oh, calm down, Frank. I just do her favour sometimes, and she... She helps me out. Make sure no one bothers me.
Helps you out? How exactly?
Look, it doesn't matter. The point is, I owe her. If she didn't help me, I don't know what I'd have done.
So, how did you get the assessment forms?
I stole them. We have these meetings where we, discuss things. I needed something for William. Anything. And I was desperate, all right. So I went through her stuff and found all this paperwork in her bag. I took as many pictures as I could. Anyway, the point is, those files are all linked to disappearances. And that's not all.
No?
Keep scrolling. There's another list.
More disappearances?
No. Not yet. But they're all expected to be moving into the St. Mark's location when it's finished.
Are you trying to tell me that you think Cressida and Iris set up ICS to kidnap inexplicables?
I'm saying someone has started targeting them. And right now, Cressida is the most likely suspect. How much do you know about her, Frank? I mean, really know. Beyond the baking and the fancy dresses.
This doesn't make any sense.
Hannah, it's Meredith.
Damn it. House calls. Quick, bathroom.
Only me. Hannah, you're right.
You left your front door. Oh, gross. Hannah, you here? You in the back doing sexy stuff? No? Brilliant. Fantastic. What a waste of... Oh, piss off.
Sounds like a bad day all around.
Okay, calm down. Let's just think for a second. Okay. So you... What you do is you get to Liverpool and you call Francis and get him to... No, stupid. Come on. They'll be tracking your contacts. Stupid! Okay, so instead we squeeze Cressida for whatever cash we can get, and then no, you bloody idiot, she'll just call them in. Jesus Christ! Think, man! Shit! No, they can't be. It's too soon. Just a minute! Who is it?
Harold? It's Susie. From the group session and the restaurant. Are you free for a moment?
I'm kind of busy, actually.
Oh, it won't take long.
Christ. Yes, hello. What is it?
Oh, hi. I was hoping I could maybe come in and we could talk.
We can talk here. A bit of a mess in there.
All right.
How did you find me?
Shuhela, she mentioned that you were staying at Iris's house, so I thought I'd swing by and see how you're doing after, well, you know.
Right, well, I'm fine. Brilliant, in fact.
Oh, good.
So, if that's everything, I really am busy.
Before you go, I was wondering if maybe you wanted to go out for a bite.
A what?
Oh, God, no, I mean food. Like a meal, you know, like Italian or fish and chips or something. Or it doesn't need to be a meal, it could be a quick drink. Oh, God, no, I mean like a coffee or smoothies.
Are you taking the piss out of me?
What? No, not at all. No, I mean, this is just me saying that, you know, I like you and was wondering if you might like me too.
Did Meredith put you up to this?
What? No, she...
Because it isn't funny, you know. And she knows I got enough of this shit at school. Everyone thought it was so hilarious to ask the fat kid out.
No, I promise. This is me just wanting to ask you out. Honestly, I promise.
Oh, right. Well, actually, I'm sorry. I do have a lot to get on with, so I should just...
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah, so, I'm just gonna go and get back to that. Important things. So, bye.
Bye.
Who is it?
Father fucking Christmas, who do you... Meredith Stonewell, I'm from ICS.
Oh, where's Frank? I thought Frank was...
Yeah, well, you've got me today.
Oh, in that case, is there any chance we can reschedule? Sorry, I...
Look, Barbara, I've got 4 more house calls to make today and I'm already an hour behind thanks to this completely fucking pointless one-way system. So why don't you just open the door, talk to me for like... 5 minutes, and then I'll be out of your hair, all right?
Right, yeah. Sorry, come on in. Sorry, the place is such a mess. Here, you take the armchair. I'll just brush the hair off. Sorry.
Got dogs, then?
Oh, no. I do like dogs, but it probably wouldn't be a good idea. Or just get even messier. Are you feeling all right? You're shaking?
Yeah, I'm fine. Fucking stellar. Anyway, I just need you to fill out these assessment forms and then we're good to go.
All right.
Okay, cool. So it says here you're a...
Lycan, yes. Much better word than werewolf, I reckon. Bit of a stupid phrase. Werewolf, everyone gets the etymology wrong.
Ah, I guess that explains the hair and the nails.
Sorry, yeah. I was literally just about to sort all that out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be rude, but I'm actually doing really well at the moment. I'm managing my episodes fine and just, you know, getting on with it.
Great, yeah, good for you.
So, I mean, is filling out all these forms still really necessary?
Well, people who know better than me think it is, so let's just tick the boxes, sign the forms, and then I can move on, yeah?
I do everything you've all said to keep everyone safe, plus a bunch more besides. I'm actually taking the caravan out next week down to Coniston. There's loads of space, and I've properly stocked the freezer, and...
Yeah, sounds like you're doing great. I'm just here for the paperwork, all right?
Yeah, sure. I'm just saying, it's actually very manageable if you're prepared.
Mm-hmm. Right. Got some questions for you, Barbara. Simple stuff. Okay, so it's the 23rd at, let's say 3, yeah? So... Has the individual anything to add since their last visit?
Nope. Just keeping my head down. Oh, started trying out maternity slacks for the stretch, you know?
Cool.
Apart from that... I've got a date. I guess that's something to add.
A date?
Yeah. Tonight. Met her online. Old dog, new tricks, I guess.
Right. Right. Have you told her about... you know.
No, no, not yet. Do you think I should?
Oh, well, I don't know if I'm the best person to give advice.
But,
well, I reckon honesty is always the best policy, especially on the first date.
Oh, no, yeah, totally. I wouldn't lie to her or anything, but I worry that it might, you know, put her off.
Best to know sooner rather than later, though, right?
Right.
No one likes surprise baggage.
Yeah, I guess.
Cool. Well, listen, like I said, I am running seriously late, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave the rest of this with you, and then you can fill the rest in and, like, post it back to us, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I'll show you out.
Oh, don't bother, I can see the door. And, like, have a think about what I said. You've got to tell people everything up front or don't bother dating them at all. It's all or nothing.
All or nothing.
Oh, God damn it. Ugh! Oh, Shehella, what are you doing just sitting there in the dark like a creepy puppet?
Sorry, love.
It's fine. Just... Ugh! Never mind.
Bad day?
Could say that. Two no-shows, one massive blob thing.
Oh, Mr. McKenzie.
Yeah, Mr. fucking McKenzie. That's the one. And then this lady who's a werewolf and... Well, anyway, no wonder Frank is such a miserable old git. Must be exhausting doing this every day. You're all right, Shehella?
Yeah.
Cool. I was worried there for a moment. You know, because you're sat here alone in the dark, all dolled up with the dress and that.
I'm fine.
Cool. Cool. Only, I mean, it's not cool though, is it?
Hmm?
It's pretty obvious something is wrong, and if that's because of something I did or said or, you know, something
not
like that...
Not everything is about you, love.
No, yeah, I get that. But still...
Listen, this isn't about you. It's all me.
Okay.
My date bailed on me.
Oh.
Oh, it's my fault. I came on too strong and I scared her off. I never know when to shut up, never have.
Hey, no, hang on. You can't blame yourself for this.
Meredith, I appreciate what you're saying, but you're just wrong on this one, love. You just...
No, I'm not.
Meredith.
I think I may have cancelled the date.
You what?
I met her. Your date. She was one of my visits today. Barbara O'Brien, right?
Yeah?
Yeah. Shit. Look, I'm sorry, but the thing is, she's a werewolf, and she was worried about telling you, and I told her I was crap at advice. I did, but she kept going on, and well...
Meredith?
I said that it's better to be upfront with people about your baggage before they run off and well, that it's all or nothing. I guess she must have taken it to heart or something.
Right.
I'm sorry. So, are we okay?
I'm going home.
But...
Listen, Meredith. I appreciate that you're trying. I do. But I need to not be around you right now.
Hey, it's not my fault she decided...
If you hadn't interfered, I'd be with her right now on my first date in months.
Yeah, I know that,
not
but...
everything is your business to comment on. Especially when you just end up putting your problems on other people. I realise you've had a rough time of it, love, but not everyone is shit, Meredith. Some of us don't run away from difficult things or difficult people. I'll leave you to lock up. See you tomorrow.
Fuck! Shehella, wait, I'm sorry. Oh, well done, Meredith.
Leave me alone.
Susie?
Give us that cash then.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, hurry up with it.
You want to be very careful how you finish that sentence.
Oh, what, you fucking scrubber.
Oi, get fucked, you scabby little afterbirth.
Oh, who the fuck are you?
You're right, Susie.
It's fine, I've got this.
Piss off, you spotty little ball bags.
Say that again.
Go on.
Get that phone out of my face.
Or what? Or what? What are you going to do?
Get off the...
Oh, shit. Look at her teeth.
Susan.
Barbara?
By me. Shehella.
Oh.
Bugger. Sorry. I've soaked the
Oh, no, that's all right. Here. Oh, it'll dry.
Thanks. God, I already feel like a right mug.
Oh, it's okay. It's just a bit damp.
It's not okay, though, is it? I'm so sorry I tried to cancel earlier. Just cold feet, I guess. I'm just really happy to be here with you after all that nonsense.
Me too.
Fab. Oh, well, would you like to sit? They do food. I mean, duh, obviously they do food. It's a restaurant, but, like, good food?
Sounds wonderful.
I'm so glad you called. Because I was really nervous and I panicked, but I really did want to be here. I mean, obviously, because you're, well, I mean, wow. Sorry, I'm babbling. Bit of a babbler, me. You'll be lucky to get a word in her trace.
Oh, no, it's all right, love. I'm a talker myself.
Brilliant. But I've been nervous because I... Well, there's... Something I should probably mention right off the bat before you decide if you want to try this. Me.
Okay.
Right. So, how do you... Okay. So I haven't mentioned before, but I have a condition. And it affects, well, not everything, but sometimes I'm a bit different. And it's, God.
It's all right, love. I know what you're going to say.
I really don't think you do.
So is it full transformation or do you just go hybrid?
Oh, yeah.
Well, either way, it's fine with me. Just helps me know whether it's better to keep you company or leave you to it.
Oh my God. How did you...
I work for ICS.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, Meredith, she did your house call today, so she told me.
Oh, right. Oh, honestly, I was dreading doing it myself, so maybe she did me a favour. Anyway, yeah, after we talked, it just really got to me, you know? Like, I would never lie to anyone, lead them along or anything, but it's not something you can drop into conversation. You can't be like, oh, hey... Nice to meet you. And every so often, I get hairy and I chase deer around. What a drink. Anyway, I'd understand if... Well, that's why I tried to cancel. Because you should know what you're getting yourself into.
I'll tell you what, love. Instead of talking about all that, why don't we just sit here, eat some good food, have a drink, and enjoy a nice evening? Yeah?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great.
Wonderful. In that case, let's go straight to the main course. That way you don't have to worry about staying out too late. It must be distracting, keeping an eye on the sky. And I want your full attention.
Oh. Anything. Take your fancy.
Let's find out, shall we?
Okay, relation to patient, disdain.
Miss Stonewell?
Yeah, what's up? Oh. Hey, listen, about the other day.
It's fine.
Yeah, I wasn't really...
So, it looks like Clementine is doing all right. She's got a bad sprain from the fall, but mostly she's just a bit shaken up.
Who the fuck is Clementine?
The girl you brought in.
Oh, right. Huh. Did not have her pegged as a Clementine.
Yes. Well, I just needed to check something with you.
Clementine. Clementine?
So, apparently you told A&E that she was running away from her dog. Is that right?
Oh, well, I don't know. I only came along after it all happened, so, like, I thought I saw a dog running away, but, like, I don't know what type or anything.
Right. Because Clementine is claiming she was running away from a woman.
Oh, well... I mean, I wouldn't know anything about that.
You're sure? I need to have the story straight before the police get here.
Police? Who's called the police? Why would you call the police for a dog? That's a bit OTT, isn't it?
It's standard procedure in a situation like this. There might be a dangerous animal on the loose.
Right. Well, like I said, I didn't see anyone. I heard a scream, came outside, and Clementine was just lying there in the car park, holding her arm and crying, all snotty and that. There's not much more I can tell you. It's all on the form.
All right. Well, in that case, are you all right to just hang around for the police so they can ask you any questions they might have for
you? I would love to, honestly. Bloody love coppers me. Definitely not a shite institution from top to bottom, but I really need to get going. I've got the kids at home and you know what babysitters are like. 5 minutes late and you're paying in monthly instalments. You know what I mean.
Okay, Miss Stelmore. Just be warned. They might call you about it tomorrow, so...
Yep, not a problem. You've still got my number from before, so...
Baby. Baby boy.
Meredith?
Hmm? Who the fuck are you?
Oh, sorry. Godbolt told me about you.
Baby boy, stop hiding.
Right. So you're...
Nick. Hi.
Huh. And this must be Denise. Hello, Denise. Hey, I think we spoke on the phone, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your cousin's a right prick.
Yes, he is.
Got to stand tall. Stand tall!
Shh. It's all right. It's all right. Everything's fine.
What happened?
Stroke. Then she fell and I wasn't there, so...
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Shh. It's okay. It's alright. I'm here.
I'm sorry, I'm intruding.
No, it's fine.
I should go.
Alright.
Don't hide.
Have a good night, I guess.
Yeah. You too. Shit.
Thought you were off the booze.
Fuck! Jesus, Harold. Why is everyone just sitting in the fucking dark today like fucking trolls?
I'm thinking.
You know what? Just don't. All right? I can't be fucked with you trying to be all mysterious and shit. What's with the suitcase? You leaving? I saw Susie earlier. I don't know what you said to her, but she was pretty upset. I think she actually likes you.
Hmm.
We are a fucking mess, you know that?
Yes.
Oh, God, what now? Oh, fuck.
What?
Look at this.
Go on.
Get that phone out of my face.
Or what?
Or what? What are you going to do?
Get off the...
Oh, shit. Look at her teeth.
Christ.
One of the little shits put it online.
That is a lot of views.
What the hell are we going to do?
I wish I knew.
Inexplicables is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was written by Tom Critch and Alexander J. Newell, with script editing by Helen Gould. It was produced by Hannah Preisinger and directed by Maddie Searle, with production manager April Sumner and executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Meredith Stonewell was played by Beth Eyre. Harold Stonewell was played by Harry Farmer. Shehela was played by Safia Ingar. Frank was played by Ian Hales. Cressida was played by Faye Roberts. Abraham Godbolt and Nick were played by Mark Nicholson. John Belfrage was played by Kareem Crumfley. Lily Jones was played by Savi Desitage. Susie Broadbent was played by Vera Chalk. Barbara was played by Nicola O'Keefe. Ivan was played by Alexander J. Newell. Denise was played by Sass Freeman. The ward nurse was played by Francesca Reed. The teenagers were played by Hannah Raymond Cox and Maddie Searle. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner, music by Samuel D.F. Jones, and artwork by Annika Khan. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community at r/Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com.